Phil Hogan, European Commissioner, is the main story for most papers. His fate as Commissioner hangs in the balance, the Irish Times says, as the President of the Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, awaits his full report on the controversial Oireachtas Golf Society dinner and his possible violation of COVID restrictions. The Irish Independent reports that the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach found that Phil Hogan stopped off in Kildare on his way to the golf outing on foot of communications from the Garda Commissioner. The Irish Examiner highlights Mr. Hogan's ignoring of calls for his resignation, as it emerged that he was cautioned by Gardaí for using his mobile phone on the way to the event in Clifton. Phil's double bogey drive is how the Irish Daily Mirror headline sums it up. The Irish Daily Mail regards Hogan's stance as a defiant snub to the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach, who had demanded that he consider his position. But he is beyond their reach, says the Examiner in an editorial. It describes Phil Hogan as one of the bull-necked dreadnoughts of Irish and European political life. The government might not consider it wise to stand down the Commissioner with a better understanding of what a hard Brexit might mean for this island than almost any of the alternatives, the paper says. In an editorial comment, the Independent says it is wise to look out for trouble on the horizon. We must make sure we do not lose sight of what lies ahead, no matter what story current occupies our attention. The Times does not express an editorial view on the so-called Golf Gate, but there are 24 letters to the editor about it. In The Independent, Kevin Doyle writes that this feels like the banking crisis all over again. Back then, the government claimed that we all partied. Well, this time nobody partied except a group of politicians and their friends, he says. Also in The Independent, John Downing writes that urging Hogan's resignation adds to this government's series of COVID botches. Surely the realpolitik of Ireland's difficulties facing into Brexit means we need all the influence and clout we can get in Brussels, he says. And he concludes that all the signals from Brussels are that Ursula von der Leyen will brush this one quickly aside and move on. Pat Leahy in The Times comments that ultimately, if the government desperately wants Hogan gone, the Taoiseach will ask Ms. von der Leyen to remove him, but that request is unlikely to be made unless there are further revelations or evidence of blatant inconsistencies in the account Hogan is preparing for his boss. The Irish Daily Star reports in its lead story that John Cullen, who the paper describes as a triple murderer, has been granted temporary release after spending 37 years behind bars. As Paul Healy reports, Cullen was responsible for the deaths of Dolores Lynch, her mother Kathleen, and her elderly aunt Hannah in a deliberate house fire in Dublin in 1983. Another aspect of the COVID-19 story is shown in the Irish Sun's lead and also covered elsewhere. The Core War is the Sun's headline. The Star reports that the pop duo Jedward have slagged off Jim Core, saying that his sisters never needed him in the band, the Corrs. Jedward's comments came after Jim Core attended and promoted an anti-mask protest at Custom House Quay in Dublin on Saturday. Core is quoted in The Sun as saying, "I call BS when I feel it's important to do so." Jedward, for their part, sent a message saying, "Dear Dublin anti-mask protest, get the F inside, you selfish lowlives. Sincerely, the rest of the country."